extremo, 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 extremo.
Ritmo. Ritmo aus dem Erfolgsfilm Bad Boys for Life in den Kinos und auch ganz erfolgreich in den Kinos. The Black Eyed Peas hier mit J Balvin auf Radio Gong. Wir haben auch Erfolgsmusik hier bei uns natürlich. Take me to January. Eine wunderbare junge Dame, 19 Jahre jung, Millie Turner. Und sie war vorhin da, sie kam ein bisschen früher. Und deswegen habe ich mit ihr schon gesprochen und war natürlich glücklich, dass sie da war. Millie Turner.
Millie.
Hi.
Hi, hello. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you, I'm so glad to be here.
Yes, schön, dass du da bist. Wo kommst du gerade her? Wie lange bist du schon unterwegs?
I've come from London. East London, specifically.
Right.
Hackney.
Hackney. Oh.
Hackney is the east side.
What kind of an accent do you speak then? Is it Hackney? Is that what they call it? Or
Hackney or Acne.
Acne. Without...
No, it's Hackney. Hackney. Yeah, it's Hackney or Hackney.
So if no, you, if my you, accents are also awful. Wenn, wenn du, also wenn du mit uns sprichst, ist die Frage, ob dein Akzent oder ob du es ein bisschen runterfährst. Do you try when you like speak with regular people that are not from Hackney, you try to not do too much accent or?
I don't know. My accent changes depending on who I'm with. Sometimes I'll go seriously? More English or like, and it's interesting actually, when I'm on stage, I have a very deep voice. I'm like, hello, hi.
Hi.
Which is really weird. Everyone's like whoa, she's
Darth
a whole...
Darth Vader on stage. My name is Millie.
Yeah, literally. It's like character change
I like
completely.
That. I like that. And then when you're private, you go, hi, I'm Millie. And
hello.
Then-
hi. Yeah, no, it's a bit of that. It depends on who I'm with as well. Like some people, when I'm with friends, I might go like, I change my vocal range a bit more. I go up and down like that. But it just changes depending on who I'm with.
Ihr Akzent, sogar ihre Stimme ändert sich egal. Mit wem sie zusammen ist, kommt immer drauf an. Also wenn sie auf der Bühne steht, kann sein, dass sie ganz tief plötzlich spricht. Und sonst mal höher, mal anders, aber als Sängerin ist es vielleicht normal. As a singer, maybe that's normal. That you have a lot of vocal range. So
yeah.
You're practicing, you're training your voice while speaking.
I mean, every day I try and rehearse. Yeah, I'm very aware of how I speak and my sound and like how I... Also when I'm singing, I love to like... play with my voice a bit.
Oh, that's what you have to do.
Interesting.
Yeah. We're going to hear something live from you. Also wir werden noch was live hören. Da werdet ihr hören, was da mit der Stimme alles geht. Und momentan natürlich in den Charts, auch bei uns, rauf und runter im Radio mit January. Das ist eine Mega-Nummer. January is your single that we're playing right now here. And we love it. Everybody loves it.
Thank you so much. I'm honored. Honestly, yeah, I'm really happy that people are responding in that way.
So. Yes, and we're happy that you put it out in January.
I know.
Yeah, which is perfect for us
know,
as
but
radio
it's February
people.
Now, so it's
well,
wrong.
Now,
it's
yeah,
wrong
but it doesn't matter.
No, it's technically it's Take Me to January.
Yeah,
so
of course.
It's like
so actually, it's a December song.
Yeah, exactly.
But what's the song all about? Worum geht's in January? Es heißt so, es ist ja Februar mittlerweile. Sie sagt, das ist ein bisschen falsch, aber es heißt ja eigentlich, bring mich zum Januar quasi und jetzt will ich noch mal wissen, worum es da geht. What's it all about?
Oh gosh, those questions are so hard because everyone has a different interpretation. I hate putting my own answer into people's mouths.
Well, you wrote it.
But I did write it and there was an idea behind it. I wrote it
well,
in...
Well, see, then please.
Yeah, I will inspire you. So I wrote it just before New Year and I was kind of frustrated with how we associate January with as a month of new beginnings and growing, and it kind of, we glamorize it as this very positive time, but in reality I've always had a struggle in January and I wanted to write a song that highlights that but also makes it kind of a positive thing almost. And the realism behind growing and learning is that you end up going through hard points and then you'll grow from that, and that's how growth works. And so I really wanted to capture that in a song, and that for me did that.
So January can be any day of the year.
Exactly. Exactly. Ah. Growth is continual.
See?
And we will always be learning.
So you can have your January at 12 noon on August the 5th.
Oh, absolutely. You know, that's actually my January. Yeah, for me, that's really where it happens.
Also, es geht zwar um Januar, aber viele sehen ja Januar so als was Positives, so jetzt Neuanfang, ja, Vorsätze und das Jahr fängt neu an und alles ist toll. Und sie hat es im Dezember geschrieben und hat gedacht, das ist gar nicht so. Also es ist zwar schon so, dass manchmal was Positives ist, aber nicht immer ist das ein Neuanfang. Und sie hat da immer so Schwierigkeiten mit. Und sie will eigentlich damit sagen, dass man immer das machen kann, weil das immer ein Lernprozess ist und Januar kann auch mitten im August mal sein und deswegen immer dann, wenn Januar ist, heißt es vielleicht mal wachsen mit dem, was passiert ist. Did anything special happen that you had to grow because of this song?
I think in the last 3 years I've done so much that I never really thought I'd be doing, let's say 4 or 5 all my entire life. I'm like, wow, what I'm doing right now is so special. And I think I've had to grow a lot in order to feel able and natural for that to be a thing for me. And I think, it's been a time of a lot of growth. And it's definitely been an incredible experience finding my voice and being able to write songs. But of course, there's never like, it's never just like you wake up, you're like, okay, this is what I want to do. It's continual. And that's kind of where it came from.
Also es kam einfach daher, dass man sie vor allem jetzt wachsen musste in den letzten 3 Jahren. Es ist so viel passiert musikalisch mit allem drum und dran und ihre Stimme zu entdecken und alles. Und deswegen muss man da einfach wachsen. Und daher kam das Ganze. Und deswegen würde ich sagen, wir hören da mal rein. So I would say, let's listen to January. Yeah. Let's listen to the official version that is out as a single. Please introduce your song here on Radio Gong.
This song is called January and I hope you enjoy it.
Millie Turner hier auf Radio Gong.